Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, our first show of 2015. Rock God Rick and Pete Gray in the Mighty 1090 studio with Captain Mike Lackey from the Vagabond, talking fishing here, talking all kinds of good times, and how much fish there are still biting here in the new year.
So cool, man. It's been a great start
to
this
year. Yellowtail, whole deal.
Happening right now. Like you said, the first flags have already been captured. First yellowtail already caught. First bluefin already caught. Even scores of bluefin. You know, we're hearing of guys catching, you know, half a dozen fish, and there's some good fishing to be had. Private boats, and I'm sure that, you know, we get this weather window and you get some people that are ready to go fishing. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see a trip run out there, sport boat, and go catch some of those, catch your first tuna of the new year. So we're having a great time this morning. We'd love to have you be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. It's been a really great show with Captain Mike Lackey, and looking forward to having another hour right here. If you want to join in on the fun, there's two ways you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup, and the first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us on our toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only talking fishing, not only talking all the fun that's going on the Vagabond later this year, we have got such a cool prize and a really cool way to start off 2015, and that's with a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. If you want to call and ask a question to Mike, you're going to have a shot at winning a brand new pair of Maui Jims, and it's the What's Up frame. It's a really cool frame, brand new style with the neutral gray lens and the matte black wood grain frame. It's a very, very cool pair of glasses going to one lucky caller. And hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there. As promised, it's time for the Catch Report. Today, that FishDope.com report is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. You can get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. And it's time to pre-book your processing order before you go on your next long range trip. You do so, and you're going to be the first one up to have your fish processed and ready to go just very soon after your trip returns. Just call Sean or Rosie and pre-book your processing order now. It's a fact. Nobody does it better than Fisherman's Processing. Check out fishermansprocessing.com for more details. They will get you all hooked up. And let's start it off with that FishDope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Mike. Happy New Year to you guys and everyone
Happy
out
New
there.
Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you, Mark.
So, you guys all know that 2014 ended on a roll, no doubt about that.
That's
Let me tell you, 2015 is picking right up where we left off and then some. This is crazy. So let me just roll through some of this incredible fishing we got going on. Let's start with an offshore report. Just the fact that I have an offshore report on January 3rd.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Yeah, this is hard to believe, but hey, check this out. So, you know, like you guys mentioned there, there's been some bluefin tunas caught already. Before Christmas they were biting, during Christmas and New Year's, and on New Year's, and on yesterday. So that's all good news. Congratulations to the guys that got out there and got the flags for both first bluefins and first yellowtails. But there's more, much more, man. So there's a nice spot of water between Cometti and Tanner Bank there. I was just looking at it on Terrafin a little bit ago. It's cool, of course, but 62 and a half, I think, like that. But clean and some nice edges, and I think that might have been where the guys on a provider had a marlin bite yesterday. So who knows, maybe that first marlin of the season will be caught today. I got to imagine there's going to be some more coverage out there. And then just before the wind on Tuesday, another boat going over to Fish Cometti hit a kelp on the way across, 62-degree water, kelp patty yellows, very good fishing on school-sized kelp patty yellows inside Cometti. And then along the coast here, we got the same setup. Lots of good opportunity on quality fish, but you got to think deep, guys. Santa Monica Bay, those hard bottom ledges up above Rocky Point and like 160 to 220 like that. Big yellows, mostly on the yo-yo iron and some on the dropper loop mackerel and some on dropper loop frozen squid. On the 150 out in front of Long Beach, same setup plus more. Got some good signal on those big yellows. Still good schools, both, you know, between the 150 and the horseshoe out there. and then a handful of the tanker grade sea bass. That bigger sea bass has been there about a week now, week and a half, like that. And there was one good one yesterday. I think Vic probably got the first flag for the angling club there with his sea bass. And then a little bit farther below that, that fish off Box Canyon has been biting very well. And get this, Danny from Fish Dope just called me here just a little bit ago with the update. There's a guy in there right off San Clemente Pier. I think Danny said he's got 9 fish already this morning in kind of a different area from where they've been fishing down there. So that might be the same fish. It might be a different spot. Who knows? But, you know, there's more, but that's kind of what we got time for, guys. But you get the setup, man. It's good fishing.
Yeah.
It's time to go.
That's a July report, Mark.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Kelp patty yellowtail, a little bit of tuna around, good yellows on the beach, marlin bites. I mean, that's a fall report, not a January 3rd, first weekend.
I was just sitting there shaking my head in total wonder as I was working on these notes for this report this morning.
And then you get back to our normal Southern California sunshine, beautiful weather, warm conditions, flat, calm weather. You add that into the mix along with summertime yellowtail fishing. Come on. Let's go.
I don't know if you're ever going to get to mention sculpin again.
Yeah.
You know, and that won't break my heart. But speaking of which, though, you know, sculpin is back open.
Yes, it is.
And rockfish is now rockfish, whitefish, sheephead, lingcod, all that fun wintertime stuff, which doesn't matter so much this winter. It is closed now here for a couple months, so pay attention, guys.
All right, and of course you can get all that information, Mark's information, all the good stuff from Danny and such. Fishdope.com is your source. Fishdope.com, you gotta have it. It's good. You buy it today, it's good till next 2016.
Exactly.
So there you go. You get a full year of Fishdope.com and $20 off using the coupon New Year, lowercase, no space, New Year. Fishdope.com. Use that. $20 off for a new membership. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. Website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, guys, go fishing, man. This is like beautiful weather and crazy good opportunity.
What are you doing in here?
Come on. Let's go. All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you got it. We'll see you guys.
All right, time to head on down to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, we still got good fishing going on at C4th?
Well, honestly, the new C4 is just finding its legs now with the new rules there. A little slow week. Didn't get out in the middle of the week there at the end of last year, unfortunately, with that weather there. They saw one, or actually, Delgato had a six-pack charter. He went out there and found a yellowtail. I know the new C4 seen a few here and there. They caught some bonita, some sculpin, a little bit of bass mixed in there. So, slow start, but, I mean, it's kind of expected, you know, just finding out what's out there, kind of limited in what they can catch. But there are yellowtails swimming around. A few boats have seen them locally. There's going to be some bass fishing coming up there. The San Diego, yesterday down at the islands, 27 anglers had 15 yellowtail, 12 bonita, a bunch of rockfish, sheephead, and the like there. So, very good fishing on the three-quarter-day boat.
It's a really nice day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's out there today. Tomorrow's his last day before he hauls in for some boat work. So if you've got some free time, you want to go out there and get a lash out yellowtail there, definitely come down, go fishing with the San Diego on a three-quarter day. The tribute's out tonight. He's originally going to go down the coast there, look for some bottom fishing like, but he got some reports of some tuna offshore there. So he went offshore, went out to probably the Tanner Bank area there looking around, and hopefully they get some fish also on that trip. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Half day's running, the three-quarter-day trip, like I said, they've got tomorrow. They'll be back online after they do some boat work, but he's had a long season, and that boat probably needs a little bit of work there. I mean, it's been a phenomenal year for him as well as everyone else. The tribute, they'll be running on the weekends. They're scheduled to leave Fridays, fish Saturdays, come back Sundays on those day-and-a-half trips. Like I said, check the website. The full schedule's up there. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383. It's a little cold in the morning, but there's still some fishing. It's actually getting pretty nice in the middle of the day, so I'd definitely love to take you guys out fishing there.
No doubt. I want to say, too, I just had a chance to go down to C4th there and give kudos to the boys. I know they spent a lot of time working on the new C4th this year, a lot of time in the yard getting her all ready for this year, and the boat looks beautiful. I mean, that boat looks as good as it has in the last 20 years, so the guys did a really, really nice job. I know they put a lot of time and hard work into it, but there's not a nicer-looking half-day boat out there.
And they did a good job. They redid the galley on there, and they've been requesting that people don't bounce their sinkers off the side of the boat after that.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. All right, Marcos. Well, great time. Happy New Year. Go down. Marco sounds a little lonely down there at C4, so give him a call.
Yeah, or maybe go down and have a breakfast burrito and go hang out with him.
Absolutely. Have your rock cod Rick breakfast burrito. And actually, you know, if this weather holds, my daughter wants to go fishing, so I'm going to be taking her out tomorrow morning. So going to come out and see me do my once-a-year half-day trip.
All right.
Oh, man, that sounds good, Marcos.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate the call. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll get the fish report from Marcos firsthand, right?
That's what I want to hear.
All right. Appreciate that very much. All right. That is our catch report today.
You got it.
And it is sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Terrafin charts give you the latest water conditions, help you catch more fish, and save fuel. Terrafin charts are helpful year-round. Like today, you can find the water conditions Mark Wish was talking about. Check out the new and improved Terrafin mobile. You can put it on your Apple or your Android device. You take it with you. You download it before you go. You have all the water charts right there with you in the palm of your hand for the same low price. For more information, go to Terrafin, TerraFin.com. And let's go ahead and jump into the phones. You want to get through? 877-792-1090. Open right now.
Gus in Burbank, you're up. Good morning, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Yo, you guys.
Yo, Gus. Happy New Year.
What's up, Gus?
Happy New Year, everyone. Hey, I was just wondering how long Mike has owned the Vagabond. The Vagabond was the boat that first drew me into sport fishing, extended range sport fishing in San Diego.
Well, I've been on the boat since 1990, and I purchased the boat in 2002. So I've been on there a couple of years.
Yeah. What is this, 2015? Add it up. Yeah, 25 years. 25-year anniversary this year.
Holy man.
On the boat. Does that make you feel old?
No. Look at me, I'm young.
Yeah, of course you are.
Me too.
That's right, Gus.
All right.
Well, you gonna go?
I just wanted to say that anyone that's, you know, taking, you know, 3-quarter-day trips or 1-day trips, if they're interested in finding out what an extended trip is like, the Vagabond would be a good place to start, man. That's a nice boat. I remember it well.
I sure agree with you on that.
All right, Gus, thanks a lot for the call this morning. So you do like 3-day, 5-day, that's kind of your specialty?
Yeah, that's where we specialize, 3 to 5 days. I have a little bit of 8-, 9-, and 10-day stuff, like the San Diego Angler 10-day trip.
Right.
Kind of specialty trips, you know. We go out and have a good time, and but the bulk of our stuff is 3 to 5
Three,
days.
3, 4, 5.
Yeah, that's my bread and butter.
Yeah.
And we do a lot of it.
Yeah.
Stay busy. Stay really busy.
Somebody wants to go on their first long range trip. What do you recommend? 3, 4, or 5?
You can't go wrong.
Either way.
Anyway, it depends on your timing, what you have for time. I always like to send guys on 5-day trip, but 3-day trip is there's nothing wrong with that either.
Sure.
5-day trip gives you a little bit more time, a little more guarantee of you got a chance to get someplace that just in case one of those off times when things are a little slow. Yeah. It gives you a little more opportunity to back it up with something else.
Get some island fishing.
Maybe I should say a chance for a change of scenery.
Yeah, exactly. But, man, we've started.
3 days this year. Oh, man. It was wild.
Yeah, you were ready for a new freezer.
Yeah.
I loved that call earlier. Like, well, he cost me a lot of money. I went a lot of times, and I had to buy a new freezer this year.
Yeah.
Oh, indeed. Man.
All right, 877-792-1090. You want to get through, talk to Captain Mike Lackey. Have a chance to win a pair of those Maui Jim sunglasses. Start the new year right with a styling and a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. There's your shot. 877-792-1090.
Bob and Santee, you're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. What's up, Bob?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
Bob.
To you,
Bob.
Question for you, Matt. First of all, Mike, congratulations on the world record yellowfin.
Thank you.
My question is, do you feel like there's an East Coast bias when it comes to world records? I mean, from what I've seen on the East Coast, I mean, they've got the rod stuck in a gimbal attached to a chair, attached to a harness, attached to the angler.
No. It was very educational going through the whole thing. It's set up a little bit for private boat fishing. I don't know that I'd say East Coast bias, although that is where it comes from. But, you know, that's the way it was set up. I mean, it was just those are the guys that took the time to set. We didn't do it. And
it was established
many years ago. And they're trying to adapt a bit. They were very, very helpful in setting it up. Do I think everything's completely fair? No, probably not. But, you know, my kids will be the first one to tell you. life's not fair.
Yeah.
Get over it. Move forward. And, it can be done. It's hard. It's hard on a private boat. It's setting it up in their situation. It's hard.
That's a great perspective to take.
You know,
it's
not
awesome.
A world record's a hard thing to set.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of stars have to fall in place. There's a lot of luck involved in addition to the skill that's involved.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're dealing with a giant yellowfin tuna. Was the anchor down when you were
yes.
pulling on that fish?
And we were fortunate the fish didn't go under it.
And that would have made all the difference in the world. Could Mike Livingston have passed that rod under the rail without touching anything? Is that even possible?
On our boat, it is possible. He wouldn't have done it, though, because...
It's not what you do.
You don't do that on our boats.
No.
It's
not safe.
It's not safe. It's like getting into a skiff or something not safe.
Right.
You could tick and pick the rules apart all day long.
Right.
But if you really just look at it from a perspective that you just got to be thankful if it happens.
Yeah.
That's it.
I would say the current world record, that guy did everything possible, all of his homework, everything. My hat's off. He went down and they set it up. Now, I don't know what the world record cost to catch, but I would imagine it was a lot.
Amount of boat and time and tackle prep and all that. I think that's an awesome perspective to take, and I'm with you. I mean, like all of us, you know, I'm sure I'm the same with you, Bob. That you have a gripe that not even a gripe, but it's just it doesn't seem the same that a guy that pulls so hard and does everything he can and makes his own connections and catches a radfish on the rail is thrown out because of that, or even take the rail out of it. Like you say, getting around an anchor line, and it stinks that it's taken out of it. But I always go back to the same thing. It's also not fair to disqualify a guy's previous record that did go through all of those things. You know, I mean, that's he got his record, you know, against those rules. So why is it fair for us to change him and throw his record out? So I think Mike's perspective on that is awesome.
Cool.
All right, Bob. Happy New Year to you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to talk about our Let's Talk Hookup trips, and we have a complete list on our website, hookup1090.com, and a couple trips in particular. One, Kingfisher Charters, which has been sold out. And we just had a cancellation with 3 spots available in June to go to Kingfisher Charters with Rock Cod Rick and the gang in June, mid-June, absolute prime time, king salmon, halibut, rockfish, and no better operation in Alaska than Kingfisher Charters. This will be our 18th or 19th year, Rick? What was it? I forget.
Yeah, 18th annual this year.
18th annual this year, going to Kingfisher Charters with Seth and the guys up there. And again, nobody does it better.
So
the accommodations, the cost of the trip, everything about it is first class. So if you want an Alaska fishing adventure, you've never experienced Alaska saltwater fishing at its finest, grab one of those spots, Kingfisher Charters. All the details are listed on our website, hookup1090.com, contact information, dates, etc.
We were talking about that during the break, that, you know, trips that are very popular like that will get full, and they'll be full so long, and you just don't think about them as a spot with opening. I mean,
something's gonna open up.
That trip was sold out, and then boom, there you go. There's those 3 spots, and what a cool spot. And like you say, the cool thing about Kingfisher is how crazy all inclusive it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you step off the plane and there's somebody there to pick you up. They take care of the gear, the rain gear, the tackle, the boot, whatever it is. Everything is handled on that trip from start to finish.
And you talk about the finest fish processing in the world right there at Kingfisher Charters. I mean, nobody does it better.
Yeah, you can watch the entire operation. The processing area is kind of right in the common area of the lodge, and you see the guys, you know, preparing and vacuum packing and the giant blast freezer that they have. Every step of the way, it's first rate.
Yeah, and all included in the price of your trip. You pay no extras.
Yeah.
You tip. That's it.
There's a lot of places in Alaska, it's the hidden charges that really add up the trip. Transfers and fishing and fish processing and all that stuff. Everything is taken care of at Kingfisher.
Yeah. Oh, you want a beer? Oh, you want a soda?
Those guys are amazing. I've never been, but I have had hundreds of people on the boat talks about the bomb.
Yeah,
they are absolutely the first class. So check it out, kingfishercharter.com, mid-June trip. with Let's Talk Hookup. Three spots just recently opened up, and I guarantee you they will not be around for long.
Well, I'm going, and I can't wait, so let's go have a good time together.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. The other trip, too, we just we went through kind of a transition with Cedros Adventures as far as the booking office. They're all set now. Jeff has got everything set up.
Sweet.
A new phone number, new email address, the whole deal. We have a trip in July. We have a trip in September, and they have spots available. Again, very, very popular trips. They're going to fill very, very quickly. So if you want more information, want to book a spot at Cedros Adventures, just go to our website, hookup1090.com. It's all on the trips page. Click on the information there. Make the phone call. We don't book any of these trips ourselves. So it's not – and you're welcome to call Let's Talk Hookup office for information. I'm happy to talk to you about different trips. But each trip is booked individually by – our sponsors. Well, and so you just call the sponsor, they'll take care of you, tell them you want on Let's Talk Hookup.
And the one thing, you've said it before, been very, very lucky to get to go with the best people in the business. I mean, there are other operations in Alaska, and there are other operations in Cedros, and you've been lucky enough to get to work with the very, very best of them. And nobody, the reason they're the best is because they handle things the best. So,
that's
your trip is booked by the best there is, and that's the guys that do it every day.
And that's why we go.
Exactly.
Because we want to go with the best.
Yeah.
Hey, call it selfish, whatever. We want to go with the best. So we're going to take you along, and we'd love to have you join us for sure. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Phones opened up.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pissa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
For Rancho Leonero, here's John Ireland.
At Rancho Leonero, very seldom are we going to send out any more than 15 or 20 boats at one time or one day. And because the ranch has two specific bait guys, everyone gets bait. Everyone gets their boat. The stress level is way down at the ranch. We make it as easy as we can make it. From the meals right on down the line, very few decisions over the day. And, you know, we've got the Wi-Fi internet now, and everybody can get on if they want and access their email or not. We've been working on the ranch continually. You know, I did a $500,000 renovation, upgrading the hotel, the bar. So we're working at it. And the most important thing is just our guests and taking care of them. We really appreciate them. So every guest that comes through gets special attention. We make sure they do. We'll guarantee you the best Baja vacation possible. You're in my home, and I'll take good care of you. RanchoLeonero.com, old Baja style.
Hey, Seaguar fans, the wait is over for premium quality pink fluorocarbon leader material. Seaguar Pink Label is made from the same proprietary process and exclusive Seaguar resins you trust. Seaguar Pink Label is soft and supple, yet provides superior knot and tensile strength. In fact, it has 30% better knot strength than competitive floral lines. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of Pink Label will be donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Inc. Get Seaguar Pink Label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. To learn more, visit Seaguar.com.
Come to your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman for the latest in guns, the hottest fishing products, and the best shooting gear. With 17 Southern California locations, including two in San Diego County, Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prizes and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Every week, you can check out fantastic specials on fishing, hunting, and shooting gear by logging on to their website at Turner's.com. Or better yet, stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztec.
With that slam dunk, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, phones are packed up, 877-792-1090. Open right now, you want to get through. Been a busy morning. Talk to Captain Mike Lackey, have a chance to win the What's Up? That great pair of sunglasses from Maui Jim. Here we go.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are definitely getting packed up, and we're going to start these ones off with Richie, who's called us from San Diego this morning. Richie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year to all you guys.
Same to you, Richie.
I think we got a little bad connection. Hey, I just wanted to reiterate one of your earlier callers said the same thing. I run relief captain for a number of boats, and I've done some work with the Vagabond, and there's not a better class act than the Vagabond and the Vagabond crew. Mike, it's been a while, but...
I recognize the voice. Thank you, Richie. I appreciate it very much. I see you around the docks maybe in a week or two.
Yeah, I tried to change that, but anyway, any of your listeners that are looking to, like somebody said earlier, to go on their first or foremost long-range trip, the Vagabond's a good place to go.
All right.
There's a guy that's seen a lot of operations, so that's pretty cool. Richie, pretty cool compliment.
Sure. All right. Thanks for the call. Happy New Year to you, Richie.
Okay, guys.
Happy New Year, Richie.
Bye-bye.
All right. 877-792-1090 just opened up. There's your shot to get through.
Mike in Hermosa Beach. You're up next with Captain Mike Lackey. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, Mike. Hey.
Good morning. How are you?
Happy New Year to you.
Same to you. Hey, I have a question for Mike. Hey, do you think Guadalupe will open up this year? And if you go on a three-day and the tuna aren't, you know, in this local range, what do you fish for?
Let's start with Guadalupe. That's pretty easy, no.
That didn't take long.
No. And as far as on a three-day trip, you know, we most of the time we make it happen offshore. That's part of the blessing. It's kind of a curse in some ways, but it's a blessing of a 3-day trip. On a 3-day trip, for the most part, we're going to make it happen. We're going to catch tuna. Mm-hmm. Backup is always going. If it's early or late in the year, we might hit San Martin or Colonnette or something or Cortez. But most of the time during the summertime, we just make it happen offshore, and it's paid off. Big dividends, and a lot of times I like being on a 3-day over a 5-day because it takes all that pressure off of being sucked down to an island.
That's a major move, you know, in a lot of time when you'd be fishing.
Well, and it just puts you to, you have to do it. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned the Cortez. There were a lot of trips made latter part of this year at the Cortez, right?
I don't know if the word made is the right word. I think polished.
Okay, all right. Because the fishing was so good everywhere, right?
There was several times when we had plenty good fishing elsewhere, but we got out there and got quality fish to go with it and variety. It was just incredible. That, you know, for a long time, the best yellowfin around was out that way. A lot of people didn't know it. There was 25 to 60-pound yellowfin out there.
Really?
Yeah.
On the bank?
Off the edge of the
bank. Off the edge of the bank. Okay. Yeah. And then it stuck around into December.
It was there for a long time.
Yeah. That was kind of midsummer too, right?
Midsummer to late summer, yeah.
Yeah.
The first trip we made out there this year was late July, and we had to drive away from bluefin.
Gee,
that's so rad.
That's a good problem.
It was a great problem.
Yeah.
The bank was absolutely crowded with smaller bluefin. It was just crazy. It was unbelievable.
Gotta love it. Hey, Mike, Happy New Year to you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. It does free up 858-457-1090.
Going to take one of those toll-free calls now. That one's 877-792-1090. We're going to talk to Mario calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Mario. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Just calling to find out if I haven't bought my Mexican fishing license, can I get that through you? And also, do I need to bring a passport or anything else?
As far as the Mexican fishing license goes, we always will take and make sure everybody on the boat has one. Trip 3 days or less, you can pick up a yearly license and use it on that trip.
Better value, right?
Better value, and I would recommend going either downtown to the consulate or Department of Pesca or some of the other places around town.
Fisherman's Landing has them. Dana Landing has them,
There's several places around town. If you're going to fish less than 3 days.
Right. It's got to be less than three, right?
Then you're good there.
So 2 3/4 day, you can use that one. A 3 day, you're on an excursion. Yeah, 2.995.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Those trips. You can use your yearly license. And as far as a passport, if you have one, bring it.
Right.
You don't have to, a lot of trips you're not going to have to do the paperwork for a visa or something, but bring it.
What's it going to hurt?
Yeah. It's in your bag or in your pocket. Mm-hmm.
When you're doing the Colonnette trips, are you taking the visas?
We do. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I take visas on trips sometimes when we don't use them as insurance rather than wish I had them.
Yeah, because it's 12 miles, right?
Yeah, it's within 12 miles. So San Martin, Colonnette, places like that, somewhere on the beach. And, $25 or 23 something plus crew and everything, it probably works out to about 30 bucks a head for me, but 25 bucks. Basically, it's cheap insurance to give yourself an option. I mean, is it free? No, but it's doing it the right way whenever you need it.
You don't want to be outside, know that you could make a great catch on the inside, not be able to go because you don't have the paperwork.
Exactly. It's not much to ask, really, I think.
No, for the opportunity to fish in Mexico and the waters, it's just part of the program.
It is. It's just part of
what we do.
You guys, we fish everywhere else. It's not free.
No. Yeah. So you need a Mexican fishing license, and then you also need the tourist visa, the FMM, if you're fishing within 12 miles of the coast.
Yes.
And if you're going on a trip, most of the boats, like the Vagabond, will help coordinate that for you.
Yeah,
right?
We'll take care of any visas at work. And as far as Mexican licenses go, if you don't have them, we'll take care of them. If you're on a trip less than 3 days, we will take and
Hold on to it.
Yeah, exactly. You bring your license and you can use it. If you have your own, you can use it. On a longer trip, we have to buy excursions, and that's a little different program.
And I think a lot of people don't realize it's not like that's your decision. That's just how
it's
it
just
is. I know for a fact if you could let a guy use yours, you would much rather do that. But
absolutely,
that's just what it is.
Paperwork.
3 days or longer, you have to use a different permit, which is only available via the boats. And less than that, you can either get it from the boat or you can get it on your own.
Right.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. But I might add, too, that if you're fishing in Mexico and you're going on a day and a half trip or something like that, just buy an annual license.
Absolutely.
They're good for a calendar year. You can buy it. Today, or
not a calendar year.
A full year.
Right.
You buy it today, it's good till yesterday, in 2016.
Whenever you buy it.
Yeah, whenever you buy it.
It
doesn't matter when you buy it.
You buy it July 2nd, it goes all the way through July 1st the following year.
Right. Which I might add, because I need to do it myself, it's time to buy your California fishing license.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Don't forget, don't be caught without it if you're going fishing. They will cite you, right?
I'll throw one thing out there, too. You should probably be buying it at your local tackle store, because we always say that's where
Absolutely.
You want to go support your local tackle shop. One thing that we see a lot down at the landing is a guy bought his fishing license at a Walmart in Big Bear or something. When a guy's buying their license through us, we it's almost to the point where we don't even think about asking, but we always include the ocean enhancement, which is when you buy your fishing license, it's good for fresh water, and then if you want to fish in salt water, south of Point Conception, you need to add the ocean enhancement. Obviously, a guy is buying it a fisherman.
Not automatic.
It's not an automatic thing. It's something that needs to be added to the license. If a guy's buying it a fisherman's landing, we're to the point where we don't even ask, because obviously you're going to be fishing salt water, so that's just kind of what we do. But if somebody is selling a license, inland Northern California, saltwater might be something off of their mind, or you might get somebody behind the sporting goods section that doesn't know at all.
I ran into that a lot this summer. Whenever I was checking licenses, guys would have to go back and get an ocean answer because they were from above Conception or
from somebody that doesn't know. So anyways, when it's time to buy your license, if you're not buying it from a local tackle store that would know to ask you, make sure that you have that. Oh, it's only $5, but they will cite you if you don't have it.
Yeah, for sure. What else do you need? What else changed to January 1st? Lobster report card, if you already bought one, it's good seasonally, right?
That was a cool thing.
So you're okay
this year,
now.
Lobster card went through the year. If you're a guy that fishes a lot of fresh water, you can add the two rod stamp for fresh water. If you're a saltwater guy, you can, if you like to fish a couple rods off the beach or off the rocks or something, you don't need that for saltwater. It's only a freshwater thing.
Right.
Aside from that, everything was about the same. The license didn't go up much. It was less than $1 that it went up this year. $52.15 if you buy your license and your ocean enhancement stamp for this year.
$52.15.
Right.
Wow. For the full thing.
For the year.
The two rod stamp and
no,
everything?
that's for your fishing license and your ocean enhancement.
And your ocean enhancement.
If you do a freshwater two rod, I think it's another $15 or something like that, maybe 13 right. something.
Very good. So don't forget, go to your local tackle store and pick it up. Indeed.
All right, jumping back into the phones, we're going to talk to Bobby, who's caught us from San Clemente this morning. Good morning, Bobby. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Mike. My question is, what was the setup for that 400-pound yellowfin tuna that you guys landed on your boat? And what would you do different today with the new gears and the short top shots? Go ahead.
Do different? I wouldn't do anything different.
Yeah.
It worked.
Actually, the boat is most important.
Actually, Mike was using pretty much a rig that I'd recommend for fishing that kind of stuff. He was the only thing that was exceptional in the rig was he put, I believe it was 100-pound Spectra mm-hmm. on. And I didn't realize how important that was until we sent the line in, because it broke 2 pounds less than maximum.
Wow.
Whoa. Which is how much?
It's in kilograms, but basically it's 100. I think it could break at 134 and it broke at 132. Don't quote me on that. It could be off a little bit one way or the other.
Yeah.
But it was like that. The rig was a 30, pen 30, mm-hmm. 2-speed, older one. I believe that it had been kitted into 2-speed. I think it was a Cal Sheets. I'm not positive. It was a, the rod was a Livingston special. He picked up the blank at a boat show, wrapped it up, and, we're not really sure whose blank it is.
That's the favorite thing. It was kind of just in a $20 bin,
yep.
you know, hey, this thing feels good. Let's throw some guides
exactly.
on it and call it a day.
He built it himself. It's a beautiful rod. Did a great job. It worked perfect.
Yeah.
He did pretty much the way that we like to do it. He had about, I think it was about 70 yards of mono on the front end. It was a Albright knot
uh-huh.
for the connection.
Cool.
A hook on the end of the line. And it was my favorite saying, KISS.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
But so no fluorocarbon, just straight
hook on the end of the line, 100-pound line. The one interesting thing about it I found was the most phenomenal part of it was one of those trips where we just had everything in the bait tanks. We had sardines as big as your foot. We had mackerel, everything else. Mike had been like a day and a half without a bite. And one of the deckhands, Timmy, said, hey, why don't you go ahead and give a smaller bait a try? He had one about as big as your thumb. Stuck it on that thing. He got bit right behind the boat.
Come on.
No way.
Did you not?
Really?
Wow.
Did you not? That's the incredible part of the story, the smallest bait on the boat.
When he was pulling on that fish, obviously you were right there. Did you know it was a big one?
We knew it was a huge fish. We had no idea. You know, the weird part was we didn't even think about the world record being what it was.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So if we'd have done that, we'd have realized we had a world record. We had no idea.
No idea.
What we were thinking about was that magic mark, breaking 400.
Right? Oh.
We were looking at the thing going, it's not going to make it. It's not going to make it. It's not going to make it. It's close, but it's not going to do it. Never thought about the fact that it shattered the other record.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. 388.
And did you weigh it on the boat, or you didn't even know until you got back to the
dock? We taped it on the boat.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty good with the tape, and I'm usually very conservative, and it was bigger than 388, but it was short of 400.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite something.
Ended up being 405 on the certified scale.
Yeah, back of the dock.
At Point Loma Sport.
Yeah, Sean had it all ready to roll, and we got in there, and there it was.
I remember being on the water when you guys caught that fish, and, you know, Tim coming on the radio and just saying, you know, not even on the radio, but just, like, told us at dinner time how special it was, you know, just that the potential was even there.
Yeah.
When was it that you guys saw that thing where you realized how huge it was? You know, was it obviously the fish at color coming through the gate or trying to go through the fish hole, or like into the hatch? Like, what was it where you're like, oh my gosh, this thing is huge?
You know that fish, whenever it came, it was one of those blessed fish. It fought out on the surface the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The thing literally went across the stern of the boat once, came in, made one circle, and as it did, it was one of those giant helicopters that just whomp. And when it came up, and the guy had the first gaff in it, it was just unbelievable.
Whoa,
it was
cool.
Unbelievable.
How long was the fight?
About 2 hours, 40 minutes, something like
two
that.
2 hours, 40 minutes, so it was a prolonged fight.
It was a long fight. Fish, it was kind of like what you think big fish do. I mean, it just went way out on the surface, and it just fought and fought and fought out there.
Wow.
And it was Mike was able to sit in that harness and just work away all day.
That's so cool.
It was perfect. It was a blessing.
What a cool story.
You know, a small park that a lot of guys don't know. We miss him. Greg Trompas Sr.
Sure.
Was on a big fish at the same moment.
At the same moment.
Up at the same
at
time.
At the same
right?
time, he was fighting a fish, and his fish came unpinned.
Oh, wow.
And knew it was a, and
it was,
a, it was
giant
a giant
fish.
Also, right?
It was a giant.
Yeah, and it was one, it was in between whenever he was round one where he was his health was coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So wow.
I remember.
It's kind of a bittersweet thing for me to remember. At least he had that.
He had that chance.
I remember every bit
giant.
About that.
Wow, pretty amazing. All right, Bobby, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about we jump back into the phones and this time talk to Vince calling us from Carlsbad. What's up, Vince? Welcome to the show.
Hey, just checking in on that. Wanted to talk to Mike briefly. Had a couple good trips this last year with Mike.
Hey,
and
Vince.
That, one that he talks about not being able to tell the size, he can look at the size of the fish and tell you what it is within 5 pounds. Come on, he goes, oh, that's 80. Oh, there was a 90. And he nailed him every time.
Yeah. Well, it's
easy. We get back to the dock to get a measurement on him. But I just wanted to compliment Mike and his crew. I've been on a few trips with Mike and always enjoy it. Mike will get excited once in a while. I've never seen him yell at a crew member. I'm sure he lets them know, but I never seen him get angry at them. Keeps everything under control. And, like he was saying about checking the licenses and everything, everything is always done right. It's just a pleasure to go fishing with Mike.
That's cool.
Thank you very much, Vince. We love having you guys on the boat and love having your son aboard this year. Or your brother this year, right?
My brother that was limping around.
Yeah, your brother.
All right, Vince, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to Dennis, calling us from Norwalk, calling us on that local line. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090, your shot. Good morning, Dennis.
Morning. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. And this question is for Mike there. Mike, what is your take on the albacore for this season?
Oh, that's a tough one. I'll tell you, they're going to be back. I don't know if it's this year. I don't know if it's next year. Stocks are good. Everything we understand about them is good. It's just a matter of getting conditions right. Mm-hmm. You know, we've just missed a few times. This year wasn't close. It's too much
Mike,
warm water. Go ahead.
You remember a person by the name of Jim Whiteoff?
Jim Lionel. Not off the top of my head. I'm probably known by Jim.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, he's the one that introduced me to your boat. It was a long time ago, and that's when I first caught my first albacore on your trip.
That's cool. Dude.
That is cool.
Yeah. So what do you think? Albacore this year? I don't know.
Yeah,
could happen.
I think that we're going to have to wait and see what the winter brings.
Yeah.
If we're
going to have good fishing.
Yeah, we're going to have good fishing. It's just a matter of which species.
Yeah, and when. Yeah. Maybe we'll have it all.
Oh.
We'll take it all.
I want 2014 was so much fun. I mean, from starting, you know, I remember, you know, you were talking about green bass, but I like to do my little bit of freshwater bass fishing, but it's always in the winter and springtime. You know, I always joke, like, I fish freshwater bass all the way up until there's a chance to catch a yellowtail, and then that pretty much hangs it up for me. We caught yellows in January last year. I've been freshwater fishing just a couple of times. You know, it bit from January to December last year. You could catch a local yellowtail. That was one of the things. That was my big goal. We talked about it last week on the show. I wanted to try and catch a yellowtail every single month of the year, and I got them on December 28th this year. I had a yellowtail on every single month of the entire year of 2014. And here it is January, and they're biting again. You know,
there you go. Get started.
Keep it rolling.
Yeah.
I don't see why you can't do it.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, cool about 2014 was what you started the show talking about, that you caught 100 fish. What did you say? Seven and a half miles from Point Loma.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. 100 tuna.
100 yellowfin tuna.
Yeah, 100 yellowfin
and,
tuna.
And you know, the sad part was, for the quality fish, Ryan had it out front here. That 20 to 30, 24, 25-pound yellowfin, it was right there.
Right there.
Right there.
It was crazy, too, like when you said, you know, you talk about the San Diego. We got so programmed into how good the fishing was. A few years ago, if you caught a tuna on a three-quarter day trip, it was this high-fiving success. This year, if the boat didn't have 100 tuna, people are like, oh, it was a little bit slower today. You know, they only had 80 tuna on the three-quarter day trip today. I mean, that boat had 100 yellowfin, I mean, every day, after day after day, they were over 100.
It was spread around. It was incredible.
So cool.
Fishing.
Hey, Happy New Year, dear Dennis. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Next up, let's talk to Jeff. Calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
You too, Jeff.
Happy New Year, Jeff.
I got a story, a real quick one. The old days, my kind of first 3-day trip was to San Martin on the Vag, and that was with Charlie Long. Is he still alive?
Oh, unfortunately, no. We lost Charlie several years back.
Okay. Well, then the statute of limitations is over and all that stuff, and I can probably tell this story. We were at Coronado's fishing for yellowtail, and anyway, I was throwing a spinning rod back then. I'm not afraid to say that. That was way back now that they're back in. But anyway, I hooked a yellow. It was probably a good 20-pounder the way I figure. Anyway, it got picked up by one of the famous sea lions, and Charlie was up above on the deck up there.
I think we should head this off right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where this is going.
And long story short, you got the yellowtail.
You got the yellowtail. That's a good thing. Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Anyway, Vagabond Sport Fishing, a great operation. And you've been there for 25 years. You got another 25 in you, Mike?
I don't know about 25, maybe 22.
You're 22, all right.
I love what I do today as much as I did. Yeah. So
That's cool.
I might shorten the schedule a little bit. You know, we got a few years and we have this thing paid off.
Yeah.
And then I might run a few, the boat may run a few less trips. But I see myself being there, you know. I've got some great guys. I got a guy named Dave Cottle that works for me, runs the boat. More than capable. He ran other boats, and he was nice enough to come back. He's worked for me for years, and he took a few years off. He's running the Outrider in LA and stuff, and I may have to take a trip or two off just to keep him around.
Because
I'm pretty blessed to have. He's an awesome dude.
Well, yeah, cool. You deserve some time off.
Once in a while.
Once in a while.
I try not to, though.
Yeah.
I just gotta keep going.
People like fishing with you.
Yeah.
And you like fishing with them, so
I
it works out.
I love fishing with them, so that
cool.
works out good.
All right. Well, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090.
Hello, I'm Guy Harvey. With support from you, the Southern California Angler, and from my clothing partner, AFCO, my sportswear line continues to grow. My t-shirt designs include your local fish, such as calico bass, yellowtail, white sea bass, and halibut. In addition, you'll now find new items like hybrid shorts, dry release sun protection shirts, my Islander sandal, and much more. Thank you again for your support. It does help both me and AFCO fund our various fishery resource efforts. Working together, we can all help ensure a healthy resource and access to it.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136. 6 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the brand new Maui Jim What's Up sunglasses going to Bobby in San Clemente. Bobby, like we said, you are going to love those new Maui Jims. Congratulations.
Yeah, you're going to be styling for sure and seeing a lot of fish.
Exactly.
And Captain Mike Lackey, Vagabond Sport Fishing, always a pleasure having you on the show, and what a great way to start the new year with a great guy like you. Very popular operation, Vagabond, out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Somebody wants to book a trip. Somebody wants to go on that three-day trip next weekend. What's the story?
You can check us out on our website at vagabondsportfishing.com, or give us an office call, 619-224-6500.
And again, you can book right online, make your reservation. You said there were only two spots left.
There's two spots, I believe, left on the
show. Click on the website and book that reservation.
Yeah, get it in there so that I have you in line.
And you'll call them on Monday.
Monday, take care of all the details.
Yeah, all right. And again, Point Loma Sport Fishing right there. You can get the brochures if you're down at the landings, want to stop
Absolutely,
by,
yeah.
Say hi.
I'm down there Monday to Friday, 8 to about 1 o'clock this time of year.
Somebody wants to come check out the boat, they can do that?
They're welcome to come by and check the boat out, you know. Sometimes we've got it all tore up for maintenance, but a lot of times for the next month or so, it'll probably still be intact.
Okay.
There you go.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Mike, and Happy New Year to you. And
Happy New Year
to you. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. We have a great show lined up for you tomorrow morning. Captain Derek Waldman from the Red Rooster 3 will be here in the Mighty 1090 studios talking some fishing, talking all kinds of fun stuff. Thanks again to Adam and Ryan for manning the operations behind the scenes there. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here, 7 to 9 a.m. on the Mighty 1090.